dunks by Smith. And no rebounds, if that's the case, we put Oakley and Mace in your face. We draw charges and we send picks. We are New York. We are the New York Knicks. Say, go New York, go New York, go. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of West Coast Knicks Fan Playoff Edition. This is your host, Matt Ritter. With me, as always, is Jeff Cerulli. What a win.
Great win. What can you say, man? Up 2-0. Feels good.
I mean, is this playing out exactly the way you thought?
No. I thought, well, it's tough because both scores are... I was going to say not indicative of the games, but the games have been blowouts in the second half. The Knicks have just kind of taken control, but they've been fights for the most part, you know?
Right. I mean, I just meant in the sense that I thought it was going to be ugly, but I thought the Knicks were definitely the better team and are going to win a fairly easy series.
The reason that Celtics are not going to win this series is because of point guard play. They do not have a point guard, and it hurts them. They had all those turnovers game one. And even, like, moving the ball around when you want, like, they got the thing about it, when they made the run in the second quarter, it was on fast break points and 3-point shots. That's fine. But they don't have anyone to run the offense, you know? They don't have that facilitator.
Yeah, they don't really have any offensive stats in the half court. To be honest, all they have is a hot Jeff Green and, a hit or miss Paul Pierce, really.
Yeah, and Pierce played well tonight.
Yeah, no, and, you know, he played horribly in game one. I think I totally agree with you. And I think, you know, we just have way more firepower. Like, when it comes down to it, like, I'll put it this way. Woodson took out all of our players with 3.5 minutes to go in a 16-point game. That's pretty ballsy. That basically says I know we're that much better than you.
Yeah, I mean, the last, like, 7 minutes, like, literally nothing happened. I don't even know if anyone's – I think Steve Novak had a 2-pointer, and that was it. They were just trading bricks.
Do you get the feeling that – I mean, I feel like everybody knows this series. Everybody who was betting against the Knicks is eating crow. Like, this series is over.
I didn't see many people betting against the Knicks. I mean, all the ESPN picks, it was 9 for Knicks, 1 for Celtics, and 7.
Bruce Bowen picked the Celtics.
Did he? Yeah. I mean, like, here's the thing, man. It reminds me of 2 years ago, but reversed. Celtics were the 2 seed. We were the 7. We had Tony Douglas as point guard. They have no point guard. You know, they had the much better team, and we were, like, happy to be there. Now, they're on the other end of the spectrum. They're not happy to be there. They're, you know, they have Hall of Famers, and they've been, you know, the darlings of the Atlantic Division, but... It just reminds me of that series, just flipped.
But remember what I said, right? You know, you were a little worried. I said, you're thinking of the ghosts of the Celtics. These guys are garbage now.
Yeah, I mean, they shot the ball really well in that second quarter and for the first half. But think about this game, man. It was 27-20, and the Knicks are rolling. Then we have our backups in. It was like the slowest lineup of all time. It was Steve Novak, Kidd, Copeland, Martin, and J.R. Smith, who's not slow. And then all of a sudden, it goes from 27-20 to 31-27, and he had to put the starters back in.
Yeah, no, look, I don't like what I'm seeing. I don't like what I'm seeing from Novak and Copeland at all.
No, they're not contributing.
I mean, because you'd like – I was hoping that one of them would step up, you know, and I thought it would be Copeland, to be honest.
Me too. It's just they're just not – you're not getting anything out of that.
You know what it is? You know what I think it is, Jeff, and tell me if you agree or disagree. I think in the playoffs is really no place for scrubs.
Yeah, it's shorter rotation.
I mean, Copeland and Novak are both scrubs in reality.
Yeah.
And there's really just no place for a scrub. There's really no minutes for them. There's just really no minutes for scrubs. I mean, that's why you see, you know, 8-man rotations, because people realize, like, what just happened – the whole series could have shifted, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you put Melo back in and he hits shots. I mean, the thing about Melo is, it's just, I was saying it to you before, I think in the last podcast, and I've been saying it all season. It's just been such an amazing thing to watch someone in their prime, just a superstar in their prime, to just see what they get to do every game. And you see Melo comes in, and he's just so quick with his shot. The only time I can ever remember him getting blocked is Kevin Durant blocked him once this year.
Yeah.
No one ever gets blocked. He's too big. He gets a shot off too quick. That he's just, he's a superstar in his prime, like I said. And he comes back in, he hits the three, hits the two. And, like, the guy was just on fire all game. Like, he just hit shot after shot.
Yeah, you know, and you know.
They were jump shots, man. They were all jump shots.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that brings up a larger point about people who are Melo haters. You know, they just look at the stats and they don't realize, like, so he started off 3 of 12, right? He took, you know, he took shots that he usually hits, actually. He missed, you know, he kind of missed a bunch of shots he usually hits. And then he comes out and just is scorching in the third. And, you know, he ends the game in the third quarter.
Yep.
And like, that's not going to show up in a stat sheet. They're just going to say, oh, well, he shot 40%, so he's not that good.
That's where the stat geeks come in and say, his PER, I don't know, his PER is not that good. And it's like, yeah, the team's his, and they go and come with him, and exactly what you said about the third quarter. So there's just things that he does that aren't going to show up on the stat sheet.
Yeah, I mean, they're just going to say, oh, he had one assist, but like, you know, he moved the ball. He did move the ball.
Yeah, I thought he passed poorly in game one, but I think it was one of those, like, I think he's tired of hearing how shitty he is in the playoffs, which I think is not really fair. And I think he just really was, like, locked in, like, we're going to lose or win with me.
Well, look, I mean, his playoff record is what it is. It's fair to say that he hasn't been amazing in the playoffs. It's, you know, look, he was great in 08-09, but I will say this, like you said about watching a guy play in his prime, there's just, you know, maybe five guys in the league where you can say, I have a chance to win every night because I have this guy on my team, and we have one.
Yeah, there's very few.
I'll tell you, the other thing I thought, let's go back to game one for a second. I agree. Melo didn't play well and J.R. Smith didn't play well, but when I realized that we won and those guys had two of their worst games of the year together, I knew we were in good shape.
Yeah, you could have easily lost game one. They were down 8 in the third quarter, right?
Yeah.
You're down 8. That's the worst it got. It got 8, and then they crept back in, and then they ended up winning by about 7. So, but that game was a little dicey. They were kind of playing shitty. The Celtics, you want to call them a garbage team, but they're good defensively still, and they still have pretty decent rotation. Avery Bradley's a pretty good perimeter defender. So it was a tight game for most of that. Game one, I thought, was tighter, even though they were down by more this game. I just thought it was early. I wasn't too worried this game. I was like, if they cut it to 4 or 5 at halftime, I think it was 6 at halftime, I was like, they'll be all right. And then as soon as they came out in the second half, Shumpert hit two threes.
I'll tell you this about Shumpert and Kidd. If Shumpert and Kidd are hitting threes, Miami's in a lot of trouble.
I hope so.
But, you know, that's really the only way we beat Miami is if Shumpert and Kidd are both hitting their threes.
Got all click. And then also you saw Kenyon Martin tonight, how good he is on the boards and with the block shots.
You know, I keep having this conversation with people. Like, how much of a head case did everybody else in the NBA think he was to stay away from a guy who's this talented at this age?
Yeah, he was a locker room cancer. That was always the vibe on him, you know?
I mean, what he does defensively is incredible, and he's got great hands as a finisher.
Yeah, I mean, how many minutes do you think he played today? He didn't play like a ton of minutes.
20, 25, but they're very quality minutes.
Also, I was going to say about like 15, 20, but there was so effective minutes where he was just wreaking havoc. I think he had 11 rebounds.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's incredible. Honestly, he may be the missing piece. Crazy. He may have been the missing piece.
Just a guy that can wreak havoc and run around like a chicken with his head cut off.
He also makes us so much tougher. You see the way he fouled a couple guys tonight?
Yeah.
You don't want to go in the lane when a guy shoves you into the stanchion like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling confident. I mean, like, again, Brandon Bass, if you leave him open, he's going to hit a jump shot. You know, Jeff Green is going to do Jeff Green things for a few minutes. And then kind of, Jeff Green will never have a complete game.
Yeah, what is it with that guy? Sometimes he looks like he's Paul George, you know?
But even on those, like, amazing games he has, like, game one, he was great in the first half. Did nothing in the second half. You know, even tonight, he had moments that he's just going to the rim, dunking, like, hitting a three-pointer. And then he just, like, never puts it together for a full game.
Let's talk about what do you think of Prigioni? I mean, how did he look to you?
He didn't do anything to me.
Yeah, is he still hurt, you think? I mean,
I think he's hurt, but his game is more of a backup point guard, and now we have him as the two. So it's kind of like out of his element. So I think his thing is just to, like, not make mistakes and kind of move the offense around.
I think he did have 4 or 5 assists, though.
Yeah, I think he played well, but I don't think he did, like, anything per se. I mean, the big thing is, both second halves, the Celtics had 23 points today in the second half. That's unbelievable if you can hold a team to 23 points in a half.
I know. I don't think a lot of people – I don't think enough people are giving the Knicks credit for what they've done. I mean, these are historic halves.
What the insane part is, the Celtics were so hot in the first half, and the second half, what did you see? Pierce taking an elbow shot, misses. Garnett taking an elbow shot, misses. Like, they just missed. Everything was rimming out, and they were just taking, like – and, like, even in the first half, like, Chandler had really good D on Garnett. And it would go in. Really good deal of Pierce. It would go in. They were hitting, like, tough shots. You can see the same thing about game one with Melo. But just, you know, with this game, they were contested good looks from the Knicks that they were hitting, and they didn't come in the second half.
You know what else was encouraging? Chandler is you know, looked obviously a lot better tonight. I mean, he's getting there.
Yeah, he's getting there. Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, by next series, he'll be rounding into form. I thought Felton had the game of the night, actually.
Felton's great on those layups where he switches hands and sneaks it in left-handed.
It's a very Andre Miller-esque move.
Uh-huh. Felton had a great game.
I mean, I really think Felton's the key. You know, we know what we're going to get from Melo and JR every night.
Yeah, Felton had a great game.
I mean, I think we're going to need that from him. You know, he really – it's almost like – sometimes I feel like, you know, he doesn't drive enough during the course of a game.
Sure, but then he has it in him. You can see it. And then when he, like, you know, like I said, with that lefty layup, when he, like, kind of goes back. Yeah.
I feel like he's just got to drive to the hoop more for us to, you know, our whole team functions better when he's driving to the hoop. That's really, like, the catalyst.
Yeah. I mean, about what you said before about Melo, I mean, I feel like some of those games against the Nuggets, they were always the underdog. In the playoffs, I think his record's a little misleading.
Yeah, I mean, look, I agree with you. But look, I mean, he took him to the conference finals in 2008-09, and he had a couple of bad matchups. His numbers are actually pretty good. But at the end of the day, when you're the star player, you know, people expect things. And look, by the end of this year, we know that his legacy is going to start to change. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, and then you count the first year here. That's 4 more losses, which he was playing with a criminally bad lineup, and then last year they had to go against the Heat, you know?
Yeah, no, listen, I they took a game off the Heat, which was impressive last year.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the book on Melo is only starting to get written, and it's getting written really well. You know, I just don't think there's anybody else in the league, except maybe Durant, who heats up like that.
Yeah, well, you could say JR, but it's different.
It's a little different. I mean, you know, JR does it, you know, off the bench. You know, but not like a starter who just is like, all right, I'm taking over this game now. That's it. I mean, he just ended the game. He's like, screw this. I'm better than all these guys. You know, he's just on totally another level than everybody else on the court.
Yeah.
So, what do you think for Friday? I mean, do you think Celtics are you know, going to come out, you know, and get and take a game, or what are your feelings?
You were saying sweep. I don't see it. I don't think they sweep them.
I do. I see a sweep. I just think the Knicks are so locked in. They've been locked in for, I don't know, 2 months now? They lost twice in the past 2 months?
Yeah, and one was like a bullshit loss.
Yeah, so they've lost one real game in the past 2 months to, you know, to a Bulls team that has our number, right? I mean, that's the only game we've lost since February.
Yeah, what was the other loss? The other loss, we were resting players, and we lost the Bobcats. The Bobcats. Right. Everybody was resting.
So, I mean, you know, you're talking about a month and a half, 2 months of just complete and utter domination. That I don't see how the Celtics pull out a game. I
want to see the complete game, though, Matt.
You want to see the Knicks play a complete game?
Yeah, I want to see the ball moving in the beginning. I don't want to see the comeback. I want to see...
Well, here's the problem. I mean, I think the Knicks sort of always play like that, though.
Honestly, during the 13-game winning streak, it was a lot of these games where they were kind of like tight, maybe down, and then they third quarter, they pull away.
Better teams just turn it on, you know? Look, I'd like it to be a sweep because we know we're going to have a tough series with Indiana.
going to be tough with Indiana. We know it's going to be Indiana. It's not going to be Atlanta.
No, I mean, I only watched one game, but I watched enough to see Atlanta has nothing to offer.
Well, that was it. The game two's tomorrow. But, I mean, I don't give Atlanta any respect in this. I think that's a five-game series.
Yeah, I think Miami sweeps. I was surprised by the Bulls taking that game against the Nets.
Yeah, because game one, they were so good.
Yeah, Darren Williams. Did you see Chris Paul hit that shot last night?
Chris Paul, is there a bigger flopper than him? Jesus Christ.
He does like to flop, but he's clutch, man.
That guy will not stop flopping. There was a couple times where he did it to Gasol, and Gasol just got in his face. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And Chris Paul's the best, though. I mean, that shot was just he's unreal, man. Best point guard to me. Best point guard in the league.
Yeah, no doubt. It's either him or Lynn.
Lynn got eaten up.
He got devoured.
He got treated like the way Miami Heat treated him.
Yeah, you mean when they stole his lunch money that game?
Yeah, it was ugly.
Yeah,
game two's tomorrow.
Yeah, that game two. Yeah, that's gonna be. I mean, that's gonna be a sweep, that series.
I don't know, man. I feel like you're too easy to call these sweeps.
Yeah, this honestly, I think the first round is really shitty. The Golden State won a game tonight, I think.
They won big. I mean, it's a big win to win in Denver. It's like a really hard place to play.
Yeah. Well, not for a team that has the same track meet sort of, you know, mentality, I guess.
David Lee goes down.
I know. That was, look, hey, you know, we're David Lee fans. I feel bad for the guy. But who knows? Maybe that changes things. Maybe Bogut steps up.
What is that even like? Is that like your, like, what's like the equivalent of that? He played 8 years. Never sniffed the playoffs, got in this year, and now got hurt in his first game.
For us, I think that would be like, you know, getting your own sitcom that you star in and then having it canceled before it goes to air.
Yeah.
I think that's like the comedy equivalent.
It's like being a virgin your whole life, going like 40 years. And then you finally have sex, and you do it without a condom, and you get AIDS.
And she gets pregnant, and your baby has AIDS.
It's like, but what? I was waiting my whole life for this.
It's tough. Poor David Lee. Anyway, listen, we're going to keep this podcast short because, you know, it's the playoffs. We thought we'd do it a little different. There's not, you know, a bunch of games to discuss. So you're saying Knicks in five. What is your prediction? Because I think our next podcast, the series will be over.
I hope so. I don't think five. I think, yeah. All right. I'll stick to five. Yeah, I'll say they wrap it up at home. All you got to do is win one of these two games. You got to win game three or game four, and then you wrap it up at home. They're a better team. They're clearly a better team. They have a better bench. They're better start to finish. They have the best player in the series, Paul Pierce. Was effective tonight, but he's still kind of slow, and I think you can take him out for the most part or kind of neutralize him.
Paul Pierce is Carmelo Anthony's ghost of Christmas future.
Who do they stick on Melo?
That doesn't matter, dude. This is you're talking. I mean, you basically everything you described is a Knicks sweep. I don't know why you can't just say Knicks sweep.
I just feel like Celtics are still tough out. They're going to get one game.
All right. Well, that's your call. I think that wraps it up. I'm saying sweep. Jeff is on the record as five games. We will catch up with you guys after they win the first round series.
All right. Good talking, buddy.
All right.